The Democratic-led House Select Committee that's investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol interviewed former President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, today for several hours. She is the highest-profile member of the Trump family to talk to the committee. She appeared virtually and voluntarily. Committee Chair Benny Thompson had recently hinted to reporters that Ivanka, who was also a White House advisor, would appear. Just a few days ago, her husband, Jared Kushner, made his own appearance.
First of all, we're trying to cast as wide a net as possible to interview anybody who might have had information as to what occurred on January 6th. And obviously, they are central to that.
All right. Joining us now to discuss all of this is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hey, Claudia.
Hey, Elsa.
All right. So can you just catch us up here? Why is the committee so interested in talking to Ivanka Trump?
This comes more than 2 months after the panel issued a detailed letter asking Ivanka Trump to voluntarily appear. The panel said she was in direct contact with her father, former President Trump, at key moments on January 6th. For example, they said she heard the former president from the Oval Office that morning, trying to convince former Vice President Mike Pence to step out of his constitutional duties, a ceremonial role, and reject the election's results. And also, the panel has learned from other witnesses that White House staff had asked for her help to intervene and get her father to sooner tell the rioters to go home.
Right. Okay. And explain how that ties into Jared Kushner's interview with the panel, which happened last week.
Right. He's also a former White House senior advisor, and he appeared before the committee last Thursday for more than 6 hours. And although he was not at the White House on January 6th, several lawmakers said his testimony was, quote, helpful. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson told me last night that some things were revealed, but the committee will share that information later, saying, quote, it's helping us find the facts. Thompson also told me Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, these high-profile witnesses, were part of a group in Trump's orbit most of the time. And in talking to reporters today, Thompson updated us and generally described Ivanka Trump's testimony, which ran for more than 5 hours.
She's answering questions. I mean, you know, not in a broad, chatty term, but she's answering questions.
So this is part of the larger story the panel is trying to tell of efforts even within Trump's inner circle to try and stop the insurrection. And it marks a big moment as the panel starts to get closer to wrapping up their work.
You mentioned that larger story. Where is the committee in terms of telling the public that story?
Yes, they're getting close to slowing down a frantic pace of interviewing witnesses so they can turn their attention to public hearings. They're up to more than 800 witnesses now, and they've collected hundreds of thousands of pages of documents. Already, the committee has interviewed key advisors who surrounded former Vice President Pence. They've obtained the former president's call log on January 6th and thousands of text messages tied to his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Thompson and others tell me they're on track to hold these public hearings starting in May, although we should note this has been delayed before, so it remains fluid. But this is slated to be the first set of several hearings to present these findings, and they could continue into June, for example, so we could see those in later months this summer. And finally, they're aiming to issue an interim report this summer and final this fall.
All right. That is NPR's Claudia Grisales. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you much.